AI in schools, drones at Newark, and a platform safety reckoning. 60% of Georgia's teachers now use AI for lesson planning, according to a survey of 13,000 educators, a striking real-world adoption rate. The more revealing finding is that most of those teachers refuse to use AI for grading. Lesson planning is fundamentally a preparation task, organizing information, sequencing topics, generating activity ideas. Grading requires understanding a specific student's thinking process, identifying where understanding breaks down, and applying judgment about what partial credit means in the context of a learning objective. Teachers appear to be drawing a clear and considered line between delegation and domain authority. A Boeing 737 carrying 106 passengers nearly collided with a drone on approach to Newark Airport. A near miss that represents a genuine infrastructure governance failure. Near miss reports involving drones near major airports have climbed steadily as commercial drone operations expand. The FAA's rules around drone operation near airports exist, but enforcement is patchy, and the technology for real-time drone tracking in controlled airspace is still being deployed. If an airliner takes a drone strike in an engine on approach, the consequences are catastrophic. Regulation is running behind capability. States are challenging Meta's penalty math ahead of an August youth safety trial. Meta's argument about appropriate damages presumably involves calculations around the number of affected minors, the duration of harm, and per-user penalty amounts. States challenging that math are arguing that Meta is attempting to minimize financial exposure from what multiple state attorneys general have characterized as deliberate platform design choices that prioritized engagement over user safety. The August trial will set a precedent for how courts value harm to minors in algorithmic product design cases. The H-2B visa processing backlog cost an Oregon State Fair its carnival operations. H-2B visas bring temporary non-agricultural workers, carnival operators, landscapers, seafood processors to the U.S. for seasonal jobs. When the pipeline backs up, businesses face a stark set of choices: cancel operations, pay above-market wages to domestic workers, or run short-staffed. The H-2B program has been chronically under-resourced for processing, and the Oregon Fair's lost carnival is the ground-level consequence of that systemic gap.